In the name of Jesus Christ, we will study on the topic, Come, let us return to the Lord.
继续用何西阿书的信息跟大家来互相勉励。
And we will encourage with this message according to the book of Hosea.
我们请看第六章第一节。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 6, verse 1.
我们早上有所读过的一节，第一节说，来吧，我们归向主神，他施力我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必缠裹。
Verse 1, Come, and let us return to the Lord. For he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up.
这里在讲神的，神透过先知，他一直在表达他的爱。那之后，先知何西阿呢，他跟百姓一起，想要一起做这一件事情，一起来归向神。
Through the prophet, God has deliver his message of his love, and he would like his people to follow his will.
因为百姓他们离开神有很多原因。
And there are many reasons why the Israelites departed from God.
不管他们当时候有什么样的背景，对我们今天来说，我们都要能够学到教训，不要重蹈覆辙。
No matter what the background was, we should not repeat what they have done.
我们应该一起来接受先知所提出的这个邀请，让我们的灵性也能够苏醒兴起，让我们在神面前也可以存活。
And we need to heed to the words of the prophet, so we can be flourish in the love of God.
因为当我们愿意归向神的时候，我们即使我们有伤痕，也可以得医治。
When we return to the Lord, our wounds will be healed.
我们的灵性如果是在沉睡当中的，也可以苏醒。
If our spirit is broken.Then it will nourish us.
我们更能够在神面前被他称义，跟他有这个美好的亲密的关系。
And we can be called righteous under him and have close relationship with him.
我们都能够更认识神，也能够在神的慈爱里面享受他所赐给我们的永生。
And we can acknowledge the Lord more, so we can be blessed under his name.
我们如果是一个有智慧的人，我们一定会接受先知这个邀请。
If we are a wise person, then we will heed to the warning of the prophet.
所以我想我们每一个人都是希望成为一个智慧通达人。
And I know every one of us would like to be a wise person.
所以何西阿书十四章第九节就说，谁是智慧人可以明白这些事，谁是通达人可以知道这一切。
In Hosea chapter 14 verse 9 says, Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them.
因为神的道是正直的。义人必在其中行走，罪人却在其上跌倒。
For the ways of the Lord are right, the righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them.
所以来吧，我们归向神，就是要我们能够归向神的这个正道。
Come, let us return to the Lord, return to His righteous ways.
我们如果是一个有属灵智慧的人，一定会很大声的愿意接受先知这个提醒，我们一起归向这位充满慈爱的神。
If we're a righteous person, and we heed to the warning of the prophet, then we will return to the Lord.
在这个世代里面，我们要能够归向神，要先注意我们的心。
In this society, if we want to return to the Lord, we have to pay attention to our hearts.
百姓他们当时候很严，他们其实都是受到外邦风俗的影响，所以他们的心就偏向邪。
The people back then, they were very worldly, so their heart were departed from the Lord.
他们跟着效法其他一些其他居民在当地迦南地的一些周边的这些民族的风俗，他们去雕刻偶像，然后他们以为这些偶像可以给他们什么。
They followed the tradition of the surrounding cities and their people, so they believed that the carved image is a true god.
他们想要从他们所拜的那里得医治。
From those gods, they would like to receive healing.
那其实，你看他们不知道说，原来神这个爱他们的神是全能的医生。
But they do not understand that the God that loved them is Almighty.
你看他第六章第二节特别提到第一节特别提到说，他施力我们也必医治我们。
And in chapter 6 verse 1 it mentioned, for he has torn, but he will heal us.
因为他的施力就是要让人回转。
Because when he tore somebody, he wants them to return to him.
打伤，他也就是为要让人明白说，其实再这样下去会灭亡。
And if they're beaten, they know that if you continue this way, you will be destroyed.
出于爱，他的撕裂打伤之后，他都要医治，要缠裹。
and through his love, he has stricken, and he will bind us up again.
如果我们是智慧人呢，我们就会看到神的这个用意，然后就会归向他。
And if we know, if we're a wise person, then we will understand the ways of the Lord.
那如果转错对象了，那我们就得不到医治了。
If you went to the wrong God, then you will not receive healing.
你刚好看第五章的第十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 13.
五章十三节，以法莲知自己有病，犹大见自己有伤，他们就打发人往亚述去见耶利布王，他却不能医治你们，不能治好你们的伤。
Verse 13, when Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah saw his wound, then Ephraim went to Assyria and sent to King Jareb, yet he cannot cure you, nor heal you of your wound.
所以讲到这个，神的选民，自己有病有伤，他不是不去找这位慈爱的神，他反过来去找亚述的这个他们所谓的伟大的王。
And Ephraim knew that they were sick, but they did not go seek after God, but instead they went to seek the king of Assyria.
那这个耶利布王就是伟大的王的意思。
And King Jareb means a great king.
但是这个人是不能够医治，这些伤痕人是不能医治的，人也没办法治好的。
But this kind of wound cannot be healed by human being.
那所以现在你看，他先知他提出这个邀请，我们要接受，一起来归向神。
And now the prophet has invited us to return back to God.
这个归向神就成为何西阿书的另外一个主题。
And returning to the Lord is the other topic in the book of Hosea.
所以从一开始一直到最后，这个归向这个字眼一再重复的出现。
So from the very beginning to the end of the book, we see the word return very often.
要归向神的什么东西？
What are we returning to the Lord about?
我们如果真的认识神之后，我们就每一件事情我们都会从神那里去找答案。
And if you return to the Lord in everything we do, we will seek answer in the Lord.
你看一开始在何西阿书里面，他一开始就强调这个神的爱。
In the beginning of the book of Hosea, it mentioned the love of God.
那神的爱就不忍心看到他的百姓去拜偶像。
Because God loves us, He does not want to see us worship foreign gods.
神没有办法忍受他所钟爱的这些百姓，他的像他自己亲密的妻子一样去跟随。那个不是神的神。
And God cannot stand to watch His people, His beloved one, worshiping other gods.
所以神他说他是一个忌邪的神，他是心里面充满嫉妒，是因为他希望他所爱的百姓跟他能够真的很亲密，像夫妻一样合而一体。
God is a jealous God. He wants His people to be like His wife, very intimate with Him.
所以先知他想要我们归向神。那我们现在从何西阿书里面来看看。我们应该要归入神的什么东西？我们到底要归向神的什么
？And when the prophet asks us to return to the Lord, what are we returning to?
一开始这个在讲这个神的爱的时候，我们一定要先能够回转到归入神的爱里面去。
And the first thing we need to do is to return to the love of God.
所以你看神的爱的表达是怎么呈现出来？从第一章开始，你就看到一个现象。
And from chapter 1, we can see how God loved us.
本来他说不称为我子民的，现在要称为我的子民。
In the beginning, we are not His people, but now we are called His people.
本来是不蒙怜悯的，现在要变成蒙怜悯的。
Before we are not a blessed nation, now we are a blessed nation.
他这个第一章里面借着先知他所生的这些儿女取名字，特别有这个用意。
And through the children's name of the prophet,God tells us the meaning.
所以第一章的第六节那里
，In chapter 1 verse 6，
他说他现在生一个女儿，给他叫做罗路哈玛。
And they had a daughter named Lo Ruhama.
是因为他说我不再怜悯以色列家了，绝不赦免他们了。
For I will no longer have mercy on the house of Israel.
然后第八节又生一个儿子，他说要给他取名叫做罗阿米。
And in verse 9, another child's name is Lo Ami.
因为你们不做我的子民，我也不做你们的神了。
For you are not my people, and I will not be your God.
那这个其实在说明，用这个现象让百姓了解说，那个他们去跟随偶像，偏离神，离弃神，去行淫乱，神有多伤心呢
？And God is telling us through the name of the children how much He was hurt.Through the people worshiping foreign gods.
但是神的这个爱啊，他们不会改变。神没有办法否认他自己那个爱的本质。
But God cannot deny the essence of his love toward the people.
所以啊，他第二章第一节他说：“好，现在你们要称为你们的弟兄为阿米，称你们的姐妹为路哈玛了。”
And now you want to call your sister Lo Ruhama and your brother Lo Ami.
哦，第二章第一节啊，不是是阿米称你们弟兄为阿米，称你们的姐妹为路哈玛，是我的。我的百姓，我是你们是蒙怜悯的，意思是这样子。
In chapter 2 verse 1 says, "Said to your brethren, my people, and to your sister, mercy is shown."
哦，所以这个就是你看，所以你就知道那个比较一下那个罗阿米或者罗路哈马那个加上一个罗，就是不的意思，就是不是我的，哦，不要怜悯的意思。
And when they added the name Lo in front of the name, that means you're not.
那现在神的这个爱。他再一次的接纳这些悖逆的百姓，神，他说过去的就不再纪念，只要人愿意归向他，他就接纳了。
But God has, God has once again called his people to return, and he has accepted his people.
那神这个动作，其实在预告以后主耶稣基督的救赎。
And this action is prefiguring the salvation in the future.
所以何西阿书的第一章的第十节里面呢、啊，这一句话。被保罗在罗马书第九章里面引用了。
And in Hosea chapter 1 verse 10, it was repeated by Paul in Romans chapter 9.
保罗他在阐述神的爱的时候
，When Paul described the love of God,
他特别引用何西阿先知当时候神所要传达的这个信息。
And he used the words spoken by the prophet Hosea to preach his message.
第二章何西阿书二章的第二十三节。
And Hosea chapter 2 verse 23.
我必将他种在这地，素不怜悯的，素不蒙怜悯的，我必怜悯；本非我民的，我必对他说：“你是我的民。”他必说：“你是我的神。”
23. Then I will sow her for myself in the earth, and I will have mercy on her who had not obtained mercy. Then I will say to those who were not my people, "You are my people," and they should say, "You are my God."
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
这个永远的爱。你看，今天如果我们愿意归向神的爱，我们就享受神跟我们这个亲密的关系。他说：“你们是我的子民。”
This is the eternal love of God. If we're willing to be His people, He will be our God.
然后你们也会说：“你是我的神。”
And you are my people, and they will say, "You are my God."
所以这个就是再重新建立我们人跟神的这个亲密关系的。
And this is how our relationship with God is established again.
从父子的关系进入到夫妻的关系。
From the relationship between father and son to the relationship between spouse.
哦，你看，我们一开始信主的时候，我们都称我们的父亲，我们的主耶稣基督，这个天上的神是我们的父。
And when we believe in God, we call our Father in heaven our Father.
在许多的圣经的记录里面提到这个。浪子的比喻也在提到说，我们就像一个走迷失的孩子，重新找到神，回到父亲的怀抱里。
And in the Bible, it recorded a prodigal son who had returned to his father.
但是这个父子的关系，有时候会觉得说好像有点距离。
And sometimes, if we imagine the relationship between father and son, there is still some distance.
因为父亲跟儿女哈，父母亲跟儿女有一个所谓年纪上的差异的。
And relationship between father and the children have a generation gap.
有时候就是所谓的代沟，一代跟一代之间有时候一些观念不太一样。
And they have different thinking.
所以有时候做儿女的哦，他有些什么事情他不想跟父母亲讲啊，他觉得啊讲了他可能不了解。
And sometimes the children is reluctant to talk to the parents because they think that the parents will not understand.
有时候会想说、哦、父母亲。不知道讲了不知道会被骂，那不要讲就算了嘛。
And sometimes they're afraid to be punished, so they don't speak to the parents.
因为做儿女如果没有真的了解父母亲的那个心，然后父母亲如果不会真的用这种爱来去包容、去改变孩子，有时用责骂的，父母那个做儿女的反而会害怕，他就当然不要讲了。
Sometimes the children cannot understand the parents, and the parents sometimes would use harsh punishment to punish the kids, so their relationship cannot be mended.
我们一开始跟神的关系也是从这个父子开始的。
And our relationship between ourselves and God is like father and son.
但最后我们一定要能够跟我们的神建立到像夫妻一样那种亲密的关系。他是我的丈夫，我是他的妻子。
But later on, we must establish our relationship with God to be like a husband and wife.
那 如果我们能够对神有这种他的爱有这种感受的话，我们跟神就没有距离了。
And if we have this kind of experience with God, then our distance between us and God will be very little.
那个想法就可以通了。
Then we will have the same ideas.
我们就可以了解神的心。
Then we can understand His heart.
所以你看，如果夫妻真的感情很好，有时候你看一个眼神或者是一个动作，你就知道对方他想要什么或他需要什么。
If a husband and wife have very intimate relationship, even one look.Can send a strong message.
这个就是他的心是互动、互通的。
So we know that their heart is one.
那就没有所谓的说啊，我不好意思跟他说。
And there's no such thing as I'm embarrassed to tell my spouse.
所以你看，今天我们跟神的关系要能够进到这样的一个很亲密的夫妻关系来。
We have to advance our relationship with God to be like a husband and wife.
因此，我们要归向神，归向神的这个。爱永远的爱里面去。
So we have to return to the love of the Lord.
那我们一起来跟神发展这种亲密的关系。
And let us have this intimate relationship with God.
这个关系是要从祷告当中去建立起来的。
And this relationship can be established only in prayer.
所以我们今天如果要真的跟神有那种很觉得说我跟神很亲密，我什么事情都可以跟神说，我们一定要在祷告上下功夫。
So in order for us to be to have an intimate relationship with God, one thing we have to do is to pray.
就好像你看夫妻今天如果没有互相的沟通了，有时候同一个屋檐下，那个想法是差很多的。
And if spouse do not communicate, even though they live under one roof, but their thinking is very different.
一样的道理，我们今天说我们想要亲近神。
Likewise, if we want to draw close to God.
但是我们如果没有花时间跟神在讲话，在跟神沟通，我们怎么能够了解神的心意？那我们怎么会觉得说神跟我很亲密呢？
And if we do not spend time to pray to God, how can our relationship be intimate?
因为我们的环境基本上都是让我们跟神越来越远的。
And our surrounding is leading us away from God.
这个社会的环境里面，它是一直要强调人自我。
And in this society, we are emphasizing individualism.
一直强调要满足我们自己的肉体的需要。
And our flesh desire must be fulfilled.
那我们的眼睛都一直看到这个物质的世界。
And our eyes only focus on the worldly things.
所以今天如果我们没有在祷告上下功，我们没有办法超越这个环境的给我们的诱惑跟试探。
If we do not pray, then we cannot transcend over the temptation of this world.
所以我们归向神的。慈爱里要用祷告来建立跟神关系。
So in order for us to return to the love of God, we must pray.
那我们才有办法了解说神为什么他一直强调说我要聘你永远归我为妻。
And then we will understand why the Lord will want us to be His spouse for eternity.
所以神的爱我们是爱到永远，永远不会变的。那除非我们自己不要，不然神绝对不会改变。
God loves us to eternity unless we do not want.We do not want His love.
有时候我们不要，是因为我们不认识，我们不懂，神有这么好。
And sometimes we do not want His love because we cannot imagine how great it is.
所以你看，神就用其他的手段呢，要他的所爱的这些他的子民、他的妻子回转。
So God used different method to call His wife back to Him.
那要让我们了解神，他其实真的是很希望我们跟他一起享受在灵里面的那种荣耀跟快乐了。
And we must understand that God wants us to be in His love, in His glory.
好，所以第二章在讲要归入神的爱。
So in chapter 2, it tells us to return back to the love of God.
第三章他也在讲归向神。
And chapter 3 also talks about returning to God.
你看他这个归向神，一开始先知神要先知去把他那个跑掉的那个淫妇那个妻子把他找回来，把他赎回来。
And God wants the prophet.To call back the adulterous woman.
哦，那个第二节哈。
In verse 2.
我就是指先知，我便用银子15舍客勒大麦一赫梅尔半买她归我。
Verse 2. So I bought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver and one half homer of barley.
当时候他们一个奴隶啊，如果被卖掉，把他赎回来，通常都是要30舍客勒的银子。
And in order for a slave to be redeemed, it required 30 shekels of silver.
那他们按照他们当时候的这个单位哈，他们的价值的这个计算呢，大麦一赫梅尔半大概就是15舍客勒的价值。
And at the time, one and one half homer of barley is equivalent to 15 shekels of silver.
所以这个总共就是付34克勒的这个银子的价值，去赎回他这个跑掉的妻子。
So in order to redeem the wife that had ran away, he needs to have 30 shekels of silver.
神他要先知去做这个去爱他这个淫妇的时候，他特别跟他讲一句话。
And when the God asked the prophet to love the adulterous woman, he told him.
第三章第一节说哈。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
你再去爱一个淫妇，就是他情人所爱的，好像以色列人虽然偏向别神，喜爱葡萄饼，那主神还是爱他们。
Then the Lord said to me, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover and is committing adultery, just like the love of Lord for the children of Israel."
神跟先知先这样提醒，就是说你现在要去爱你这个跑掉的妻子，你一定要先有这个神的爱，才有办法去做到，不然你做不到的。
So in order to have the adulterous woman come back, you must love her like I love you.
所以要先知先去明白神的心意。
So the prophet has to understand the mentality of the Lord.
所以你看，表示说神他永远不会放弃属他的百姓。
God will never forsake His people.
好了，所以先知他就真的去付出了三十四个的价值，去买他归我，就把那个这个淫妇的妻子把他买回来。
So the prophet brought back his adulterous wife with 30 shekels of silver.
他这个救赎，他这个救赎这个动作，其实在预告第五节那里所说的，后来以色列人必要归回，寻求他们的神。
And the act of redemption is prefigured in verse 5.The Israelite returning to God.
然后他说，他要寻求他们的神和他们的王大卫，在末后的日子，必以敬畏的心归向主神，领受他的恩惠。
Verse 5, afterward, the children of Israel shall return, seek the Lord their God, and David their king, and fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days.
后来以色列人要去寻求他们的王大卫，他这个是个预言，在讲耶稣基督。
And at the end time, they will seekAfter their king David, this is prefiguring the end time.
所以就是在预言弥赛亚基督的信息。
And this is to prophesy the end time, the Messiah.
因为大卫是在公元前900多年的人物，何西亚的时候是公元前700多年，所以已经是200多年的事了。大卫已经过去成为一个历史了。
And Hosea
在当时候了。
It's in 700 AD, and David.Came in 900 AD, so there was a 200 year difference.
所以他这里讲的要寻求他们的王大卫，指的是寻求弥赛亚基督的。
So to seek after King David is to prefigure the returning, to seek the Messiah.
那在末后的日子，他必以敬畏的心归向主神，领受他的恩惠。
And at the end time, the fear of the Lord and His goodness in the latter days.
所以你看这里，我们要归向神的什么？归向神去领受神的恩惠。
And what are we returning to the Lord for? To return to His mercy and blessing.
这个神是所有福气的来源。
And the Lord is the source of all blessings.
就像二章那里，我们今天早上有读过的，所有的五谷、新酒、什么羊毛，所有的一切，他们的收成都是从神赐的。
And in chapter 2, we have read this morning, all the harvest and all the animal belong to God.
所以今天我们如果回转归向神，我们就领受神的恩惠了。
And if we return to the Lord today, then we will receive His blessings.
我们越认识神，我们会对神越感谢。
The more we understand the Lord, then the more thanks we will give Him.
因为如果不是神给我们祝福，我们可能什么都没有。
If the Lord does not bless us, then we have nothing.
所以我们一个人他如果越亲近神的人，他就越谦卑了。
And if a person is close to God, then he will be humble.
他绝对不会认为说凭自己能够做什么。
And he will not rely on himself.
今天真的不是一个人他很有学问，他就可以能够有什么样的成就，赚到什么钱了。
If a person is very knowledgeable, it doesn't mean that they will be successful.
或者是他可以在社会上有什么样的收获，或者是他有什么样的地位，都不是。
Or he will hold high status in this world.
完全都是从神来的祝福。
And it really depends on the blessing of God.
所以，当我们愿意归向神，我们愿意求告这位神，把他当作我们所有的依靠的时候，我们就领受他丰丰富富的恩惠。
And if we're ready to call His name and return to the Lord, then we will receive the blessing of God.
所以，约翰福音第一章里面在讲主耶稣基督的时候，他说。真理跟恩典就是从耶稣基督来的。
And in John chapter 1, the truth and blessing all came from God.
所以我们归向神 主耶稣基督，我们领受他的恩惠。
So if we return back to the Lord, then we will receive His blessings.
这第三章讲归向神的恩惠。
And the chapter 3 talked about returning for the blessing of God.
再讲第四章也讲到归向神。
And again in chapter 4 it talked about returning to the Lord.
第四章你看他在讲百姓他们不认识神，没有知识。
And in chapter 4 the Israelite does not have the knowledge of God.
那他们当时候真的是他们的心哦没有把持住，所以他们就被外邦的这些风俗哦影响去了，他们的心不见了。
And at the time they did not keep their heart in the Lord.
你看第四章的第十一节。
Let's read chapter 4 verse 11.
奸淫和酒并新酒夺去人的心。
Harlotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart.
结果十二节，我的民就求问木偶，以为木杖能指示他们，因为他们的淫心使他们失迷，他们就行淫离弃神，不守约束。
Verse 12, my people ask counsel from their wooden idols, and their staff informs them, for the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray, and they have played the harlot against their God.
今天我们要归向神，就是要归入神的智慧，归向神的知识里面去。我们要知道真知道神。
So when we return back to the Lord today, we need to have the true understanding of God.
我们心里面就不会被迷惑。
Then we will not be blind.
奸淫跟酒还新酒，这个奸淫就是你看这个满足肉体的享受，肉体的情欲。
And harlotry is to the lust of flesh.
新酒这个代表享乐。
And the wine and new wine represents the lust of
表示人这句话说，哎，去追求这个享乐是有价值、有意义的嘛
？And people think that pursuing pleasure is the right thing to do.
凡事总是要满足自己眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲，这是世界上充满给带给人的诱惑。
And the temptation of this world.Is surrounding the loss of flesh, loss of the eye, and the pleasure of life.
那如果我们今天能够归向，真的认识神，知道什么叫做有价值。
And if we can return back to God to know what is, what is,
知道什么是有价值的。
What
价值？就是 value.
Oh, what is valuable?
那知道我们知道说，哎，归入神的知识，就是我们真的会认识神呢。
If we return back to the true knowledge of God, then we will know Him.
那我们就不会，我们的心就不会迷失。
Then our heart will be not be lost.
哦，所以你看第四章一直在强调，没有人认识神，是因为从祭司首领开始，他们就忘记了神的律法，他们就弃掉神的知识。
And from the priest on down, they have forsaken the words of God.
哦，所以归向神的知识。
So we need to return to the knowledge of God.
那我们把神的律法记住，我们不要忘记。
We need to remember the laws and commandments of God and never forget them.
因为在讲这个百姓他们忘记了神了。
The people forgotten about God.
你看那个第四章第六节啊。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
他说你第后面那一半说，你既忘了你神的律法，我就忘记你的儿女。
Because you have rejected knowledge, I will forget your children.
忘记了你神的律法，应该 the law of God 啊。你忘记了神的律法，那我就忘记你的儿女。
If you have forgotten the laws of God, I will forget your children.
所以我们现在要归向神，我们要真的要了解，去明白神的律法，神的要求到底是为什么？一定有原因的。神绝对不会给我们一个没有意义的事情。
So to return back to God, we have to know His law. He will not give us something vain to follow.
那我们的心如果，你看，如果能够归向神，不会偏向这个偶像，那我们。就会知道说，哎呀，有神真好。为什么会去求问木偶？为什么会去寻求那个不是帮助的帮助呢
？And if we have returned back to the Lord, we will know that the idols cannot help us.
所以你看，这个第四章他一直在强调百姓他们的那个淫心啊，淫乱的心啊，让他们去追随那个虚无的偶像。
And in chapter 4, emphasize how the people pursue after idols.
那有时候你看那个，有时候在这个。经文里面呢、啊，神就会表达出他有多失望，对百姓这个作为他有多失望。
And we can see how disappointed God was toward the people.
你看一下第四章的第十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
以法莲亲近偶像，任凭他吧。
Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone.
因为他们的心没有在神那里。
Because their heart does not belong to God.
说神一直呼吁，可是他们就不要。
God kept calling them, but they do not want to come back.
任凭你吧，到最后他们一定会发现。他们在亲近偶像过程当中受好多苦。
So God let them go. So in the process of worshiping idol, they suffered.
这个第四章， 那到第五章的时候
，In chapter five，
那我们就看到，其实当时候百姓他们在，不管是在他们的社会里面，在他们的国家面对外敌的时候，他们都受好多人的欺负。
In chapter five, it mentioned that the foreign country came and attacked them, and they suffered.
好像一个很无辜的人被那些流氓啊打得这样遍体鳞伤，这样子好凄惨这样。
It's like an innocent person beaten up by the gangsters.
啊，被打了之后还不会了解说打他的人是对他很坏啊，应该赶快跑去找帮助，好像不是反过来祈求说拜托你不要打我，你再给我医治吧。
And after they were beaten, they don't go and seek help. Instead, they go back to the person that beat them and ask them for help.
所以我们今天早上才读过，你看以法莲真是有病有伤，他跑去找亚述去了。
And even the Ephraim, they knew they were sick, but they went to seek after Assyria.
其实是亚述来攻打他们的。
Assyria is the country that attacked them.
所以你看我们现在看到第五章的地方啊，我们要寻求，我们归向神的医治，我们要找神。当我们有病有伤的时候，真的要找到神来医治我们。
So in chapter five tells us when we are sick, we need to return to the Lord to seek help.
好，所以你看我们看第五章。
Let's look at chapter five.
第六节。
Verse six.
如果我们懂得去寻求神哦。
If we understand to seek the Lord,
那我们就会找到神，不会找不到的。
We will find him.
第五章六节说，他们必牵着牛羊去寻找神，却找不到，他已经转去离开他们了。
Verse six, with their flocks and herds, they should go to seek the Lord, but they will not find him.
那是因为那个百姓，他们用一个骄傲的心，他们没有发现自己的罪孽，他们还以为自己做得很正。
And the people did not know their sins; they think they're righteous.
哦，他们现在想要去牵牛羊去找神。
Now they want to take their flocks and herds to seek the Lord.
以为神爱那些牛羊。
They think the Lord wants them to offer flocks and herds.
其实神哪里需要牛羊
？But God does not need them.
神要的是他们的心。
God wants their heart instead.
所以他们用这个方式当然找不到神。
So with this method, they cannot seek the Lord.
所以你看第五章要讲到，我们要归向神，要能够真的得到神的医治。
So in chapter five, to return back to God to receive healing.
今天我们如果对神有一个谦卑的心呢
？If we have the heart of humbleness,
我们发现说我们真的不行，主啊，求你帮助我。
Then we will know that we're not able. We must seek the Lord.
因为我们当一个人心灵忧伤的时候，其实这个时候表示我们的灵性是没有办法得安慰的。
And if we're spiritually hurt, our heart is not.
你看，我们要怎么样能够被神接纳，能够神看到我们这个，他愿意来医治我们。
And how can we be accepted by God? How can we ask God for healing?
其实就是要有一个谦卑痛悔的心，然后能够想要寻求神真正的医治。
Basically, we need to have a humble heart to seek the healing.
哦，所以我们看一节经节，看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书第五十七章。
Chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章第十五节。
Isaiah 57 verse 15。
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
Verse 15. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has.A contrite and humble heart to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
这一节圣经就告诉我们，今天如果能够愿意用这样一个心来归向神，得到神的医治，我们灵魂就苏醒了。
And if we can use this mentality and have a humble heart to return to God, then our spirit will be revived.
那要一个所谓谦卑痛悔的心，就是要先离弃罪恶。
And how can we have a humble and contrite heart? First thing we need to do is to depart from sin.
所以那个何西阿书第五章里面，他还讲说，那个百姓，他们其实是因为自己的罪孽跌倒的。我不是神说神啊没有能力去拯救他们。
And in chapter five, it is because of the sin of the people that they fall. It's not because of God.
他们向神行事诡诈，向神心不诚实。
And they were not honest with the Lord.
你看，当我们一个人不愿意去真的。求告神的时候，表示说我不用神也没关系，我可以靠自己。
If somebody who does not seek after the Lord, it means that they can do everything themselves.
通常我们都会发现自己不行，才会想到说啊，甘愿来找神。
And sometimes when we feel like we're lacking, that's when we seek the Lord.
但其实哦，我们如果一开始就懂得全心依靠神哦，寻求神的帮助，我们就省了好多好多痛苦。
But if we can understand that, if we can seek after the Lord from the very beginning, then we will not be stumbled.
所以我们归向神，我们让我们一起来寻求神医治我们的心灵。
And by returning to the Lord, we can ask for His healing.
用一颗谦卑的心来寻求神的帮助。
With a humble heart, we seek after the healing of God.
在神面前，不要存着一个骄傲的态度。
And we should not have a proud attitude in front of God.
因为何西阿是五章五节说，以色列的骄傲当面见证自己是有罪的。
In chapter 5 verse 5 says, therefore Israel and Ephraim stumble in their iniquity.
他们的这种在神面前的那种态度呢，其实也是让他们离开神的一个原因之一。
And one of the reasons why they departed from God, it's because their attitude toward worshiping God.
好，这是第五章。第六章他也讲到归向神。
In chapter 6, he also talked about returning to the Lord.
要归向神的心意。
To return to the heart of the Lord,
了解神真正要什么。
To know what God really wants of them.
所以六章六节说
，Chapter 6 verse 6，
我喜爱良善，不喜爱祭事；我喜爱认识神，胜于燔祭。
Verse 6， for I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings.
第七节说，他们却如亚当被约，在境内向我行事诡诈。
But like men, they transgress the covenant. There they dealt treacherously with me.
我们如果能够了解神真正所爱的呢，我们就会真的，我们也会想要办法让神喜悦的。
And if we understand what God loves, then we will do what is pleasing to.
那我们就不会走错方向。
Then we will not walk in the wrong direction.
亚当被约，因为他没有听从神的话，他没有把神的那个命令，把他觉得这个是很重要的。
Adam transgressed against God because he did not deem the word of God as important.
被那个蛇一讲啊，一煽动之后，他就疑惑起来了。
And one word from the serpent, he had doubt about God.
他以为神爱他们爱的不够，神对他们有所保留。
And he think that God does not love them completely. He had reservations.
所以亚当被约，其实他们一开始的那种是被触动起来，他们会怀疑神的爱。
When Adam transgressed the covenant, he doubted the love of God.
所以。其实我们今天如果能够真的了解神的心意，神很爱我们，神爱我们没有保留。
And we have to understand that God loves us without reservation.
那我们如果归向神，我们愿意归入神的心，我们知道说，哇，原来神其实喜爱良善。那我们真的愿意诚心的遵守他的约，然后从遵守约当中得到自由，得到神的祝福，那我们就不会只是注重所谓的祭祀，就是知道这些仪式，因为这个不是神所要的。
And when we return back to the Lord, we will follow His covenant, and we will know exactly what He wanted.
所以以色列百姓呢，他们在这个整个历史当中呢，神透过先知一再的强调一个事实。
And God through prophets, talk to the Israelites.
不要以为神需要那些牛羊、那些脂油、那些烧的那些东西啊。
And God does not flocks and herds.
所以你看，撒母耳记上第十五章啊，撒母耳对扫罗说的。
And First Samuel chapter 15.
看撒母耳记上十五章。
Let's read First Samuel chapter 15.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
撒母耳说：“神喜爱燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。”
Then Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams."
神要我们真的能够听他的话。
God wants us to listen to His words.
他的心就是要我们的心跟他连在一起。
He wants his heart to connect with our heart.
让我们一起将我们的心跟神绑在一起。
To bind our hearts together.
归向他，知道他所喜爱的。他要我们真的认识他。
To return back to him so we can know him.
好，我们现在看回来何西阿书第七章。
Let's turn back to Hosea chapter 7.
我们要诚心的归向神，神的救赎。
We must return to his salvation wholeheartedly.
神，他看到他所爱人受苦，他心里面其实是很不舍的。
When God sees His people suffering, He feels the pain.
他不是那种说你们活该受苦。
He did not say you deserve it, go suffer.
没有，他一直觉得说你们本来应该是 在主里面，在神的爱里面享受，怎么今天落到这种地步
？And you're supposed to be enjoying my love. Why are you suffering?
神要救赎，要救他所爱的人。
God wants to save the people he loves.
可是他们却不要。
But they do not want this salvation.
你们看第七章的第十三节。
Read chapter 7 verse 13.
何西阿书七章十三节说：“他们因呢离弃我，必定有祸。”因为违背我必被毁灭，我虽要救赎他们，他们却向我说谎。
Verse 13, woe to them, for they have fled from me. Destruction to them, because they have transgressed against me. Though I redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me.
这里要提到说，神说我要救赎他们，我虽然要救赎他们，可是他们却向我说谎话。
It says, I want to redeem them, but they have spoken lies against me.
那表示说，他们觉得说，哦，神可能可以被贿赂。
And they probably believe that God is not faithful.
当时候的百姓其实是心怀恶意的人。
And at the time, the Israelites have evil hearts.
他们一方面想要跟随神，但是同时他们又离不开偶像，因为他们其他周围的国家都是这样子的。
And in one hand, they want to followLord, but on the other hand, they want to worship the idol.
那他们对这个神又误解，他们以为你看就是像那个北国他们立那个金牛犊，他们以为神就是像这样子，有一个形象。
And when they built the golden calf, they in the north they believe this is God.
当时候他们心怀恶意。
They have they're double-minded.
我们现在看第十章第二节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse 2.
他们心怀恶意，现今要定为有罪，神必拆毁他们的祭坛，毁坏他们的柱像。
Verse 2, their heart is divided, now they are held guilty. He will break down their altars and will run their sacred pillars.
他们的心怀恶意，就是说，他们对这个偶像，他们第一节让你特别笑，他们越发达的时候，就越增添祭坛，越犯越多罪。
And their heart is divided, the more they prosper, the more idol they build.
因为他们没有诚心归向神。
Because they did not return to the Lord
wholeheartedly. 所以神要救赎他们，可是他们却跟神说谎。
God wants to redeem them, but they lied to God.
第七章的第十四节啊。
Chapter 7, verse 14.
他们并没有诚心哀求我，乃在床上呼嚎。他们为求五谷新酒聚集，仍然悖逆我。
14. They did not cry out to me with their hearts when they wail upon their beds. They assembled together for grain and new wine.They rebel against me.
你看那个他们这个第十四节在写这个动作哈。
In chapter four, in verse 14, there's an action.
他们要求告神哈。你看从旧约圣经从律法看到，没有一个地方写说在床上呼嚎的。
And there's no place in the Bible that says when they cry out to God, they wail upon their bed.
其实这个在床上呼嚎，就是因为受到那个拜巴利偶像那个宗教淫乱的那个的动作。
And wailing on the bed is the way they worship Baal.
所以他们现在想要归向神的同时，他们又用那个外邦拜偶像的方式，把那个神跟那个祭邪那个神跟那个神所厌恶的偶像把它混在一起了。
So when they want to cry out to God, they mix the way they worship God and the way they worship Baal together.
不了解神真正那个祭邪的那种心意。
They do not understand how jealous.Of a God.
所以第七章的第八节哦，以法莲与列邦掺杂，以法莲是没有翻过的饼。
In chapter 7 verse 8, Ephraim has mixed himself among people. Ephraim is cake unturned.
跟外邦掺杂，不但他们那个宗教信仰是被影响，连他们拜神的仪式都被混杂了。
When they mix themselves with the Gentiles, the way they worship, it's mixed.
所以你看他这里说，他们想要。求告神，可是方法不对，他们的心也不对。
And they want to call out to God, but the method is wrong. Their heart is also wrong.
我们今天要归向神。
Now today we need to return to Him.
我们要真的诚心归向神的救赎，神他要救我们。
And we need to return to His salvation. God wants to save us.
我们要按照神的方法、神的指示来敬拜他。
And we must worship Him according to His way.
来接受他所给我们的救赎。
To receive the salvation he wants to give us.
那这样子我们就不会像这里圣经所说，以法莲是没有翻过的饼，最后被丢掉。
Then we will not be like Ephraim, an unturned cake thrown away.
以法莲像翻倍的弓，没有用的。
And it is useless.
哦，最后都是被丢在垃圾桶里面的。
At the end, it will be thrown into trash.
我们今天 在神面前是神所钟爱的儿子。
And today we are the beloved children of God.
我们又是神所特别怜悯施慈爱所买来的妻子。
And we are the wife that God has redeemed especially.
那我们一起将我们的心完全归向神。
Let us return to God wholeheartedly.
让我们可以了解说神有永生之道。
Then we can understand God has the eternal word.
全心归向他。
Then we will return to Him
wholeheartedly. 我们不再跟随别的人。
And we will not follow anything else.
所以我们来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
当时候彼得西门彼得他对主耶稣所回答的一句话。
And this is the word, a reply by Simon Peter to Lord Jesus.
约翰福音六章六十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 67.
耶稣对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?"
六十八节，西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？”
Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life."
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
We have come to believe, and we know that you are the Christ.
那我们一起来归向这位永生的神。
Let us return to this eternal God.
他有永生之道。
He has the eternal word.
他要爱我们。
He will love us.
他要施恩惠给我们。
He wants to give us blessings.
他要让我们真的能够亲近神。
He wants us to draw near to him.
他要让我们得到医治。
He will heal us.
他要真正的救赎我们。他要把他的心意向我们彰显。
He will show his heart, and he wants us to return to him.
那我们来跟随这个有永生之道的永生的神。
And let us return to this eternal God.
愿主耶稣基督带领我们。
May God help us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
七十首。
70.
I never wept for
Be seated.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray.
一起来跟神立定一个心志，来专心的归向他。
Let's make a determination to follow him.
我们接下来这个星期，我们每一个弟兄姐妹就能够用心的读圣经、祷告、祈求神，让我们能够更认识他。
In this upcoming week, let us study the Word of God more fervently.
我们如果每一天都有在读圣经，每一天都有在祷告，我们灵性一定会越来越成长。
If we can pray and read Bible daily, then our spirit will be raised.
我们作为思想神的话语，我们一定会从神得智慧。
We can receive the wisdom of God if we ponder upon His words.
我们一起来同心祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray.